It's time for our weekly conversation with Coach Chris Davis and the Caney Valley Bullpups. Now with the latest in Caney football, here's Chris Davis and Chris Freund.
Coach, a 48-6 victory over Neodesha last week. That was a pretty good victory, wasn't it?
Boy, the kids really played well. I thought we played extremely well on the defensive side of the ball. I thought we had really good blocking schemes going into the game, and I thought the kids executed them really well. You know, Jackson Griffin had a great day rushing the football. I think he had 232 yards. So, you know, any days like that, man, you got to be happy.
We talk about how great the offense is and how great the offensive line is, and that's definitely hasn't changed in the last week. But just looking back over the season itself, we're talking about a defense that hasn't given up really more than 16 points in a win.
Our defense has really played well all season, and, you know, I'm pretty pleased with where they're at and what we're doing. And, you know, I have great assistant coaches that do a great job of coaching our kids and make sure we're doing our reads defensively and know those keys and are staying with them. So, I mean, I have great assistants, and they do a fantastic job of helping get kids ready every week. So I take my hat off to my assistant coaches. I take my hat off to my kids for executing.
So the defense, throwing week two against Humboldt out of the equation here. Basically, the defense hasn't given up more than 16 points in a game, and the offense has scored 42 points or more in each of the victories. So not only is the defense working well and keeping the other team from scoring, but the offense is looking like they're putting up great numbers as well.
Well, yeah. I mean, even in the Humboldt game, they scored on us with less than a minute to go in the game. Or we would have just give up 20 to them. So, you know, I'm pleased with where we're coming along. I'm pleased with the growth of our kids, the maturity they're starting to show. And you know, I'm just seeing a lot of good things on both sides of the ball.
So does it matter to you, Coach, where you are in the rankings? Because, I mean, we're talking, I believe Caney is number 15 in 2A. Across the state, does that matter?
All that matters is where you finish in the end, buddy.
I got you, Coach. I got you there. So, fun road trip coming up, and you know, I don't even know if it's Olpe. All I know is I'm headed there to broadcast the game. What do you know from them, Coach?
Well, Olpe's always well coached. Coach Schmidt's been up there for a lot of years. Does a fantastic job with his kids. And you know, we're going to have to go prepared. And you know, last year when we played them, I thought we kind of gave the game to them. You know what I'm saying? Had a lot of turnovers, didn't take care of the football. You know, I hope this year we mature a little more and we take care of the ball, and I look for a great game.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong on this, just because I am still getting to know the teams around the area. They are a smaller team that's not afraid to go against the teams in the, you know, the classes above them. So it looks like they kind of go from the mindset of, hey, let's play the competition. And they're even down this year. I believe they have a 3-2 record coming into this game. So they're not afraid to take on tougher competition if that means it helps them in the playoffs.
I agree with that philosophy. I mean, that's the reason I went ahead and picked them up. I know they'll always be a quality opponent, and, you know, I've never been one to shy away from somebody that's good. I mean, I've played Coffeyville. I've played Independence before. I've played Conway Springs. I've played Rossville. I mean, you know, you only get better by playing good teams. And you know, I keep telling you, it's where we finish in the end is what we're looking for.
Absolutely, Coach. So a safe road trip there and back, and we'll look forward to talking about this game next week. As always, appreciate your time.
You bet, buddy. Have a great day.
This has been this week's Caney Coaches Corner with Chris Davis and Chris Freund. Tune in Fridays at 9:30 on Greatest Hits 104.1 for the latest on Caney football.